Dr. Sabine Terry, an office note on patient Earl Rouse, R-O-U-S-E, Earl E-A-R-L, date of birth 7/13/1955, date of service 6/5/2025. Paragraph, the patient is 69-year-old gentleman referred to see me by Dr. Bowden for medical evaluation. Paragraph, past medical history includes 1 diabetes mellitus type 2 for the last 20 years, next diabetic neuropathy severe, next GERD, next hypertension, next chronic pain, next chronic UTIs, next possible vaccine injury from COVID vaccines that he received for work. He's being treated by Dr. Bowden, period. Past surgical history includes gastric bypass surgery in 2013. He lost 150 pounds. Next appendectomy, next carpal tunnel release bilateral paragraph. Allergies, normal drug allergies, paragraph. Social history, patient is married, 2 children. No smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. He's semi-retired, paragraph. Review system reveals sinus, headaches, brain fog, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no heartburn, no abdominal pain. He does have no diarrhea, occasional constipation. He does have recurrent UTI since December 2024. Has nocturia times 1 and straining upon urination positive, incomplete bladder emptying positive. No leg swelling, other systems revealed a negative immunization. You see 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Paragraph, current medications reviewed include the following: cyclobenzaprine, insulin, lentisostar, ammonium lactate lotion, metformin, urica, and multiple supplements and vitamins. Including baby aspirin, Farxiga, he's on Farxiga, omeprazole, valacyclovir, lisinopril, nortriptyline, spironolactone, ivermectin, naltrexone, biotin, calcium, iron, krill oil, multivitamin with vitamin D3. Tylenol, vitamin B12, vitamin D3, K2, alpha-lipoic acid, Allegra, magnesium glycinate, magnesium citrate, glycinate blend, melatonin, to the paragraph. On physical examination, his vital signs, as mentioned above, the GNT, pupils, normally active for light and accommodation, ejected conjunctiva, and enteric sclera, no subcutaneous, no carotid, bilaterally. Oral mucosa, he does have missing teeth, no pharyngeal edema noted. Period, next up on the stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, numbness and SU, no murmurs heard, no friction, per lungs activated to auscultation, no crackle, bruises is heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spiromegaly, no varicose bundle rigidity, extremities. He has no edema at the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash noted, neural exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following: triglycerides 290, cholesterol 301, EBV, nuclear antigen antibody, more than 600, anti-spike is 11,681. Vitamin D level 57.2. Paragraph. BUN is 22, creatinine 0.79, estimated GFR 96 ml per minute. Potassium 4.6, calcium 9.6, CO2 24, albumin 4.5. Normal liver enzymes. Urine acid shows 3 plus glucose. Paragraph. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetes mellitus type 2, apparently better controlled, less insulin requirements. Continue current regimen. Next, severe diabetic neuropathy. Continue pregabalin and alpha-lipoic acid. Next, recurrent UTIs, we're going to discontinue Farxiga. It may be contributing to that. Next, GERD patient was advised to taper omeprazole, bridge with famotidine, and discontinue eventually and use apple cider vinegar. Period. Next, hypertension, continue lisinopril for now. Apparently controlled. Next, chronic pain, continue LDN. Period. We recommend to discontinue calcium supplements as well to prevent vascular calcification. Period. Paragraph. We are going to do a minimal workup. And we'll see patient back in 2 to 3 weeks for further recommendations. Period. Paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Bowden, for your trust, and I will keep you updated on his progress. Period. Paragraph. CC Dr. Mary Telly Bowden. Mary Telly, T-A-L-L-E-Y, Bowden, B-O-W-D-E-N.